I don't want you to get mad at me. Don't get mad at me, okay? Just promise me you're not going to be mad. That's okay. All. First, before I go into the story I'm going to do, I just want you to write up front, promise that you're not going to be mad at me.
Okay. I won't be mad at you.
Okay. Because I have to talk about Kanye.
Why?
No, because there's something that's trending.
He's out of my life now.
Listen.
He divorced a Kardashian. He's completely out of my life. He hasn't made an album in years, and he's totally irrelevant right now. Why do you have to talk about him?
He's actually not irrelevant. He's going to be headlining Coachella. Ding, ding,
Coachella's
ding.
Not
going to
happen, by the way. I let you know now. It's not going to happen.
It's outdoors. It'll happen.
It's not going to happen.
He's doing his line of clothing for The Gap, where he said he's going to be channeling Balenciaga. So it's going to be lit. Like, I'm always like, I'm not buying celebrity clothes. I am going to be, it's going to be hard for me not to walk into a Gap and buy what Kanye's selling. Okay.
I did look at one of his hoodies. I
see.
Because Michael Che was on Saturday Night Live with a hoodie that was a Yeezy hoodie, and it was pretty cool.
Yeah, see, I told you. So Kanye's actually very relevant. And the reason I'm bringing him up is because Twitter blew up over this story. And let me tell you what the story is, and then I want your opinion, and I'll tell you what Twitter was upset about, okay? So Kanye is, I guess, allegedly, I should say, dating this actress named Julia Fox. She was the lead lady in Uncut Gems, the Adam Sandler thing for Netflix.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember who she is.
Yeah, Julia Fox. So she went on two dates with Kanye West, and she wrote about it. Now, if she wasn't an actress and she wasn't famous and she wasn't dating Kanye, she would never have written this piece because it's terribly written. This is written like your diary entry or like you're texting a friend about a date. It's not literary. It's not journalistic. Just her like throwing up onto a keyboard.
No, she read it into her notes, into her phone, and then hit send.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. So I'm going to read it to you because I want you to hear this story, and then I will tell you why everybody's upset, okay? I met Ye in Miami on New Year's Eve, and it was an instant connection. His energy is so fun to be around. He had me and my friends laughing, dancing, and smiling all night. We decided to keep the energy going and fly back to New York to see Slave Play, which, if you don't know, it's a Broadway play that had 12 Tony nominations. It's a huge play here. After the play, we chose to go to dinner Carbone, which is one of my favorite restaurants, obviously. I don't know why that's obvious. At the restaurant... that's what I mean. It's like between her and her friends. At the restaurant, Ye directed an entire photo shoot for me while people dined. The whole restaurant loved it and cheered us on while it was happening. After dinner, Ye had a surprise for me. Ye had an entire hotel suite full of clothes. It was every girl's dream come true. I felt like Cinderella. I don't know how he did it or how he got all of it in there in time, but I was so surprised. Like, who does things like this on a second date or any date? Everything with us has been so organic. I don't know where things are headed, but if this is any indication of the future, I'm loving the ride. And then she posted a bunch of photos, then him trying on clothes for her, like putting clothes on her. Then there was like a photo of them like laying on the floor where she's like laying on top of him, like humping him on the floor. It was just, you know, super awkward.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so here's the two sides what's going on Twitter. A lot of people are like, the instant connection thing they have an issue with because they're like, you had an instant connection with Kanye West on New Year's Eve. Like, people are not buying it because they think that she's a social climber. Other people are saying that none of this is true, that it's all a ploy, that she agreed to do this with Kanye to make Kim jealous because this is the kind of stuff he used to do for her. He would whisk her away and he would, you know, when she went to Paris, he sent along a bunch of clothing for her to wear. She had an outfit every single night that he had sent for her. You know, he always dressed her. That was the whole thing about their relationship, that he was the style icon and he made her a style icon. So a lot of people are saying that this whole thing is engineered to make Kim Kardashian jealous and maybe she'll go back to him.
Yeah. I think she's a gold digger.
Yeah.
Take too much to touch her. Because she was in the movie
again?
She got
a baby by Busta.
What was the movie she was in?
Uncut Gems.
Yeah, she there's no way she made any money from that movie.
Right.
So, well, she looks good as hell. And she found Yee. And he said, okay, I'm going to buy you a bunch of stuff. And she's like, he's amazing. He buys me things.
Right. And that's, if you read into what she's saying, he flew me here. She's not saying we had an instant connection and we have a lot in common, or he and I have a similar childhood, or we have the same relationship with our parents. No, it's none of that. It's all what he, exactly. It's all what he did for her, what he bought her. You're making a very good point.
Yeah. He flew her to New York. They went to a play. They went to her favorite restaurant. He filled a hotel room with clothes. If a guy's going to do that, you're not going to write about it. You're just going to be like, wow, this is great. She's writing about everything she got. So she's putting it out there, and he's doing it, like you said, just to make Kim happy and get a little on the side.
Right. And the thing is, it's terribly written because there's a lot of words that were like written in all caps. There's a lot of exclamation points.
Some emojis.
You know, there's some emojis. Exactly. Like, I read it properly to you, but like there were commas and periods everywhere.
Right.
And it's a fucking mess. The whole thing's a fucking mess. So when Tony Danza was first starting out in television, I know this because we have interviewed enough people that have worked with him. We interviewed Tony Danza himself. When I was producing Joan Rivers, she was really good friends with Tony Danza, and he would come on the show all the time. So I've heard this story many, many times. When he first started out in television, he was dumb. And he was so dumb and so not an actor that when he was doing a scene, and let's say the character's name was Michael, and people would talk and they would say, what do you think, Michael? He would just sit there because he didn't realize they were talking to him.
Mm-hmm.
So they changed a lot of the character's names to Tony. That's why in Taxi and a lot of the early stuff he did, his name was Tony. Because that way when people say Tony, they know that he's talking to them. Okay? That he's talking to him, that the people are talking to him. I noticed that Julia Fox, almost everything she's been in, her name is Julia.
Because they can't learn a new name.
The name in Uncut Gems is Julia. She's
right.
Working on something right now, Julia. And I was like, oh, is she one of those people who's either not really an actor or is not the brightest bulb in the chandelier? That when people go, what do you think, Catherine? She just sits there.
Mm-hmm.
Julia, that's your line. You know what I mean? Let's change the name to Julia so she knows we're talking to her.
Yeah, I don't understand.
I'm just saying.
I've never understood TV shows and movies. Just go ahead and use their real name anyway. It's not like the name. Tony Soprano could have been James Gandolfini. It could have been fine.
That's true.
It could have been called the Gandolfinis. It could have been James Soprano. You know, and then you just say, why did it have to be a different name? It has nothing to do with the story, unless they're Romeo and Juliet, then you can change their name. But if it's a fake story, you can call them anything you want.
Right. I mean, if they're playing historic characters, like in The Crown, you have to call them Elizabeth and Philip because those are the characters they're playing. But if you're doing like some random story about like a lady and a guy and their names are, you know, whatever.
Right.
Tom and Julie, it doesn't really matter. Just change the name. Whatever actor you hire, that's the name now.
Like Michael from The Sopranos, he went by Christopher. I guarantee nobody calls him Michael on the street. They say, hey, Christopher. You know? So just call him Michael the whole time. That's what I would want if I was an actor anyway, because you're building my brand. So I want people to know my name, not a fake name you just made up.
That's a very good point, because Jennifer Aniston, when she was on Friends, it took her a long time. Like the first couple of seasons, people would see her on the street and just yell, Rachel!
Right.
You know, and she was Rachel. But she was able to, so that really shows how big a star you become. When you rise above your main character that you always play, who you're known for, and people actually know your name.
I know, but she could have been Jennifer in everything. She could have been Jennifer in Friends. She could have been Jennifer in, you know, all
horrible
this.
Bosses. Yeah, it didn't matter.
Yeah, just all the time. Hey, there's Jennifer. I know who that is. And you wouldn't have to take 10 extra years to build your brand because it's already built in.
From an acting standpoint, I think the way actors feel about it is they're not their characters. So they want to be able to create a character, and they can't do that if they're using the same name. Like, I think the opposite is true. I don't, if I was playing a character and the character's name was Cooper, I'd be like, no, the character's name cannot be Cooper. Like, I need to, not that I'm an actor, but mm-hmm. I'm just saying, I would think an actor would want to throw themselves into a character and give the character qualities that they don't possess. And it's easier to do that if the name is something other than your name.
Yeah, Michael Hall is never going to be Michael Hall. He's Dexter. You see him on the street, you're like, Dexter, come here.
That's a good point. Yeah.
So he should just change your freaking name to Dexter. Make it easier. If you played that part for more than a season, change your name to that.
That's the thing. Yeah, that's the thing. If you become known as a character, just change your name to that character.
Yeah, he's always Dexter.
Make it easy on us.
Yeah. Make me not want to think.
I think the next time we have somebody like him on the show, that's a question we should ask. Like, if they're known for a certain character, we should say, why don't you just change your name to that character? Why do we have to call you Chris? Like, why?
Can we, from now on, call you Chris?